Okay, we are back with you in hour number two of the Big E Sports Show. And as promised, it is time to turn our attention to the Big Ten Conference. And we want to get a quick hit and recap National Signing Day for the University of Nebraska. And also, we want to get our next guest, get his thoughts on Oklahoma State Marcus Smart's incident for shoving that Texas Tech fan. We want him to weigh in on that. And I'm very confident that former NFL and Husker standout Jason Peter can certainly provide that helping hand and decipher the altercation. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm so sorry. In many ways, I need to apologize for interrupting you and Sarah's special evening tonight on Valentine's.
Oh, you're not interrupting anything. I am not a big Valentine's Day guy. I put in all the love 364 other days of the year.
Well, you're a great guy and always a wonderful guest, and we want to get your perspective on Marcus Smart, because I tell you what, Jason, this has truly been one of the hottest topics all week long. And, you know, as a former NFL player and you played on the collegiate level, you've played in front of many hostile crowds and stadiums. I mean, what was your take or your reaction? And this guy's got to be able to handle his frustration and handle those emotions.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings, because on one side, you're thinking, you know, these people, and it's the day and age of the internet where nobody takes responsibility for anything that they do or that they say. And here you had a situation where Texas Tech's number one fan said something, and, you know, from everything that we've heard, it was pretty bad, to the point where I guess this guy, you know, he had shared some text messages with, I think it was a colleague or a friend of Doug Gottlieb, and it wasn't good. And part of me is like, you know what? I'm glad Marcus Smart did that. In fact, you know what? I wish he would have hit him, because there just is no accountability for anybody anymore. And usually it's the younger generation. But this was a grown man out there who was doing this. So there are feelings kind of, you know, in favor of what he did. But then it's also, you know, I'm the former athlete, where you just know that's part of going on the road. You've got to be mentally tough. And obviously basketball is a little bit different, because you know, people are sitting on the floor, you know, for the most part. And in football, there's a little bit more of a breathing room, although some stadiums are pretty tight. But you just have to have discipline, and you've got to expect that. So, you know, if you're playing on the road and you go into the crowd, there's a good chance somebody is going to say something to irritate you. And that's no different than if you're out on the court and some guys are talking trash and whispering stuff in your ear and trying to get under your skin. And obviously they did that with Marcus Smart.
Well, you know, Marcus Smart is only 19 years old. It's so tough. And as you're alluding to, you know, these fans, they provoke you, and the obscenities that are being shouted. And these are 50-year-old men, you know, that are just getting absolutely carried away.
Yeah, and, you know, that's nothing new either. When we... The one school that we played that had a stadium built where the fans were right on you was out in Boulder at the University of Colorado. I mean, it was, you had your bench, and right behind you was the first row. There was a railing, and there was maybe a 2-foot walkway, and then that first fan, or that first row of fans was sitting there. And at the time, they served alcohol. I'm not sure if they still serve alcohol, but they served alcohol. I mean, you could stand in the middle of the field. We'd be in the huddle, and all of a sudden, you'd just get a whiff of Coors Light going across your face, because they had so much beer in that stadium. And obviously, people drinking, it you know, lowers people's judgment, and before you know it, I mean, they're just dropping F-bombs, this and that, and there wasn't a game that we went out there where people were not trying to get under your skin. And you look up there, and sometimes you expect to see, you know, a high school kid or college kid or somebody just fresh out of college in their 20s, but no. You know, the guy who's telling you that you know, you're the scum of the earth, and you might as well just go jump off a bridge for the most part. He's 50 years old, and he has his 11-year-old son sitting next to him, and you're thinking to yourself, wow. Well, I mean, really, you know, what kind of example is that? And gosh. I'm all for the talking trash here and there, but I mean, some of this stuff certainly crosses the line, and I think that's probably what happened with the Marcus Smart case. I don't think this was just some guy yelling, "Hey, you know, your game is garbage, Smart," or something like that. This was probably, some people would say, below the belt.
Well, you know, Jason, I'm not sure if you've ever been into Stillwater, Oklahoma, but Gallagher-Iber Arena, yeah, that's one of the most hostile environments to play in. I mean, you feel like those fans are right there on the floor, and they're in your face, and they are shouting all kinds of things. So you have to wonder, too, you know, for head coach Travis Ford, Oklahoma State's head coach, he's got to do a better job of just kind of reining in Marcus and helping him deal with his frustration. I mean, this kid is a tremendous player. He's just got to be able to manage that fan negativity and the profanity, too.
Yeah, and that's part of being an athlete, being a basketball player, football player, you name it. Anywhere where they have environments and arenas and stadiums where they're putting, you know, 15,000 in basketball arenas and you know, up to over 100,000 now in football stadiums, you have to know that this stuff is coming. And as a coach, you need to prepare your players for that. Now, I don't know exactly what was said, but, you know, whatever it may be, there's no excuse for you ultimately to lay a hand on a fan, no matter what he said, because ultimately you're going to end up cheating your teammates. And Marcus Smart, like you said, I mean, he's one of the premier basketball players in college right now, and his team, they need him, and guys are counting on him. And when you kind of put your guard down for just a minute or two, and do something dumb like that, ultimately you're costing everybody else.
Well, Marcus Smart certainly apologized for his action. This is a tough lesson to learn. And, Jason, we're quickly running out of time, but just quickly give us an overall assessment of how you think Nebraska did as we transition, how they did with national recruiting.
Yeah, the rankings, Nebraska really didn't have a great year. I think they were anywhere between 35 and 40. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of momentum. Obviously, coming out of the last season with the whole Pelini debacle and everything else, they got one kid that looks like he could be something, Tanner Farmer, an offensive lineman, kind of built, you know, from the same cloth as some of those 90s offensive linemen. But, we'll just have to wait and see. You always need about 2-3 years before you can really judge class.
Well, and over the next couple of weeks, I want to talk some more about, as far as the QB position, Zach Darlington is headed into Lincoln, and I want to get your take on that. But, Jay, we're out of time. Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy the weekend. And we'll catch up with you next weekend right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thanks for having me.
Much more straight ahead at YSR.